From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Soldiers accused of abusing prisoners at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq are facing pretrial hearings this week. Tomorrow in North Carolina, a military panel holds a hearing in the case of Private Lindy England. And today, a military judge in Baghdad ruled the trial of two other U.S. soldiers will not be moved back to the U.S., at least not now. The judge also denied a request critical to the defense's attempt to send the blame for prisoner abuse up the chain of command. From Baghdad, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
The lawyer for one of the soldiers involved in the Abu Ghraib prison scandal says he has the documents he needs. Paul Berggren, civilian counsel for Sergeant Javal Davis, says Justice Department memos show that Bush administration officials said suspected terrorists could be interrogated outside the boundaries of the Geneva Convention. If he can get those memos admitted to court, Berggren says he'll try to hold top officials responsible, in part, for the charges his client faces of beating prisoners at Abu Ghraib.
I think we could absolutely prove that it goes as at least up to Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. And we could do that based upon memos, based upon his contact with the United States Department of Justice attempting to redefine what constitutes abuse.
But military judge Colonel James Pohl denied, at least for now, a motion to admit those memos in the trials of Davis and of Specialist Charles Grainer. He said policy papers written in Washington would have had little influence on the state of mind of soldiers far away who had not read them. Grainer's civilian defense counsel, Guy Womack, said the willingness of administration officials to ease interrogation restrictions trickled down the chain of command, including to civilian contract interrogators. Womack says the power of these contractors within Abu Ghraib is illustrated by one of the now infamous photos from the prison.
Showing three naked Iraqi males lying hugged up to each other on the floor with a man in a U.S. Army uniform bent over, holding him by the neck. We now know that was Otto Nakla, a civilian contractor. But he's wearing a U.S. Army uniform, the same identical uniform that Specialist Grainer is wearing in the same photograph.
The photographs of naked prisoners in Abu Ghraib eventually led President Bush to apologize. But defense counsel for accused abusers Davis and Grainer says it saves American lives to avoid Geneva Convention restrictions when interrogating terrorists. They believe their clients broke no laws. Despite winning the right to question U.S. Generals John Abizaid and Ricardo Sanchez, defense attorneys were denied a second key motion today, moving the trials out of Iraq. Lawyer Berggren says it's too dangerous to hold them here, and witnesses would have to sign a waiver accepting the risks.
It tells you that you're facing death or serious bodily injury during each stage of coming to Iraq. In the transportation from Kuwait to Iraq on a military transport, you have the chance of being shot down with rocket-propelled grenades. So what they're trying to do is discourage you from representing your client and discouraging you from coming to you.
A third soldier, Ivan Frederick, had also been scheduled for a hearing today, but his civilian lawyer didn't appear. From his office in New Hampshire, Gary Myers told NPR he offered to participate by phone. Myers said Iraq was selected as a venue for the trials solely for political reasons to mollify the locals at the expense of the rights of the accused. Judge Pohl rescheduled Frederick's pretrial hearing for late July. He said he wants Frederick's civilian lawyer there, no matter how many explosions are going on. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.